Why don't we start at English service, international service. Me and Sandra Williams, she went back to New York, and Pastor Kevin, maybe only three. We started the English service. So we have more people than we started. Amen. Yeah, sometimes I work leading worship and preach and gather, collect the offering with one or two people. Yeah, but it was fun, you know, and we had only twice a month, but we have regularly, and every Sunday we have English service. And we have three pastors. Unfortunately, we did not have preachers last 2 weeks in a row. I was sorry too. But we can have this service by grace of God. I think this is the only Sunday English service regularly in Hiroshima. Is there any other? No. There's one in Yasuruichi. They have on Saturday, right? So ABC Chapel, is it Saturday? Yeah. Well, I'd like to preach from the Epistle of John. According to the order of Pastor Chris made. Actually, I preached 3 weeks ago from 1st Epistle of John, chapter 1 to 4, and two no preachers Sundays and me.
Oh,
yeah. So yeah, I preached 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But today I'd like to preach from 1st John, chapter 4, verse 7 to 17. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives us fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Especially I'd like to preach from the last two verses, 17 and 18. The title is No Fear in Love. One summer night during a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small son into bed. She was about to turn the light off when he asked in a trembling voice, "Mommy, will you stay with me all night?" Smiling, the mother gave him a warm, reassuring hug and said tenderly, "I can't, dear. I have to sleep in Daddy's room." A long silence followed. At last it was broken by the shaky voice saying, "The big sissy!" Understood? Okay. Yeah. Well, no, this is funny, but this is not the, you know, fear is not kind of this. But today I'd like to talk about what fear is and what it is not. What fear is and what it is not. And what causes fear and how to conquer it. What causes fear and how to conquer fear. And three, how to help someone who is overcome with fear. So what fear is and what it is not. Fear. In the dictionary says, fear, a painful emotion or passion excited by an expectation of evil, or the apprehension of impending danger. So fear related to evil and danger. Fear is not being afraid. This is kind of hard to separate, or it's hard to make the line between fear and afraid. But afraid is a natural feeling in our heart. It is, you know, we afraid sometimes, like if we see something we don't like we see a snake or bugs, we afraid. And if we, you know, see the running car in front of us, we afraid. And we, you know, we saw the boiling water, and if we touch it, it's afraid, it's hate. So afraid, being afraid is need, you know, it's necessary for us to keep our lives safe. So if you do not be afraid of anything, you got hurt, you got lost, you maybe got bite, you know. So afraid is the feeling that God gives us to protect us from the danger. But fear is like a is not a natural cause, but without the reason, without exact reason, the fear stays in our hearts and drives us to be too timid, or let us escape, or sometimes let us think too much and we can go in. In psychology, the fear begins with something thought, and fear turns to dread, and dread transitions to terror, and terror transitions to fright. It's like getting bigger and deeper and severe. So this is what fear is and what fear is not. So what causes fear and how to conquer it? So what causes fear? One is impending threats. So many times people will use threats to manipulate others. So threats cause us fear. And being alone, also the cause of fear. Especially after the loss of a loved one, or divorce, or death, some other kind of loss, we feel fear because we lost the important people, somebody who loves us, and also life changes gives us fear. Like job changes, moving to a different area, or changing school, sometimes retirement, you know, our situation, our condition, our environment change feels fear. And also, you know, this is the part of disease. We know some kind of fear is called phobia. It's like acrophobia. You know that acrophobia is the fear of heights, and our claustrophobia is a small areas fear, and fear of somebody fear the peanut butter. Yeah, there's a disease. I can read the Arachibutyrophobia. It's a peanut butter fear disease. And as a professional counselor, I meet many phobia clients. Half of them are phobia against people. Some kind of people, they cannot meet, so they cannot go out, they cannot get in the group because they have fear in their hearts. So fear makes us limited, you know, fear gives us let us withdraw from society, and fear, if we have fear, we cannot go into some place, new place or new people. So fear makes us small. But so how could we conquer fear? In psychology, we use exposure therapy. When the clients have phobia, You know, have you heard of exposure therapy? Exposure? This is a step-by-step method. If you, if you fear the height, acrophobia, you go to the first step, and next day you go to the second step, and next day you're going to the second floor, and you ask the clients, how do you feel? If you say 100 is the max of your fear, what is now? And the client says 50. Okay, can it go up? And if the client says yes, okay, go to the second floor. How do you measure your fear? Oh, it's 100. Okay, let's go back to the first. You know, all this step by step, we can. This is the normal therapy for the phobia in psychology. However, we Christians, the church, we have the totally different therapy. That is the exposure of God's love, not exposure therapy. As we read through John 1:4-12, John said, God loves us, God sent His only Son to us. So he said the same thing, go after and after, but he tried to emphasize that God loves us completely, totally, no empty area. God's love is perfect. Remember, the disciples were in the Sea of Galilee, and they got fear, and they made Jesus wake. And Jesus, why are you sleeping on the boat? We are sinking. Why they fear? Because they were doubt of the love of Jesus. They did not know they were loved with Jesus perfectly. Like the children, why they do not wake their parents even in the heavy rain? Because they knew their parents loved them. They're cared by the love of the parents that give them peace. But we have doubt and the love, the fear comes through the crack of the love. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the doubt about sin, about the love, the fear comes through the crack in our hearts. So John said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. So if you are attacked by fear, or if you have fear in your heart, remember the perfect love was showed on the cross. Remember the perfect love was shown through Jesus Christ. God's love is perfect. So God loves you, God takes care of you. So you're in the midst of God's love. So you don't need to fear. But at the time, at the moment, we think, but God, still I'm fear, because I don't know what's happening in the future. I don't know what's happening tomorrow. Because I'm fear I don't like, maybe I will lose, or I will be scolded, or I'll be hard. But Jesus, or God said, no. Everything is set. I made the way for you with my perfect love. So wherever you go, wherever you meet, I'm with you. I am your God, and I love you. Nobody like me can love you. I am love. I'm God of love. So God lives in him, and he in God. God dwells in him, and God, he dwells in God. Verse 15 says. So God is not just a guest for our lives, right? But we sometimes misunderstand. When we pray, sometimes God comes to us and help. But if we forget to pray, have you ever experienced like that? Made some mistakes. Oh, I did not pray this morning. That's why. Oh, I did not pray enough. That's why I made a mistake. That's why God is far away from me. That is wrong. God is with us. No. God dwells in us. God lives in us. So God never going out. No matter how we pray. You know, even if we forget to pray in the morning, that is our God. We don't need to pray 24 hours. No, we don't need to. God showed his love on the cross. John says in the scripture, he said, dear friends, why don't you live? Why don't you live in God's hand? Is His lovely hand? Is His love itself? So that is how we conquer the fear, which is remember the love of God. The perfect love drives us fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Fear has to do with punishment. This punishment word is we can translate into failure. Has to do with failure. Failure gives us fear. If we do something wrong, if we fear failure, we feel fear. Like if we take test, if we ready 100%, we have no fear. But we did not prepare enough, maybe we have fear, because we will fail the test. So fear has to do with punishment, with failure. But the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So the love, the fear, no fear in love. And if we have fear, we can have perfect in love. Since we love perfectly, so we should go without fear. So if we still in fear, which means we do not believe in God's love perfectly, our faith, our belief is not perfect, that's why we fear. What did Jesus said to the synagogue master? Jesus said, and his daughter was dying, and Jesus said, do not fear. Just believe in me. Do not fear. Just believe in me. If you believe in me perfectly, your fear is gone. So, number three, how to help someone who is overcome with fear? How to help someone? Your friend is overcome with fear. What is your advice? Go to therapy? Exposure therapy is good. Why don't you go to counseling? Of course, sometimes we need counseling, we need sometimes medicine, you know, we need something, sometimes professional treatment, but it's not the hundred percent cure. It's not a complete healing or fear. So my advice is, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. God loves you. God loves you. God sent His only Son for you. That is the sign of God. You are loved. You are in the love of God. I think this is the perfect, and this is the only way to conquer our fear. And this is how we help someone who is overcome with fear. As you know, the Japanese is occupied with fear. Japanese are, I think, as a Japanese, as one of Japanese, Japanese is the nation of fear. We fear especially for the ancestors. We fear the curse from the dead people. That's why they go to the shrines and temples, just pray for when they go to the shrine, they have something fear in their hearts. So they buy the protection, or omamori, because they are occupied with fear. So I'd like to tell them the perfect omamori is right here. Amen. Yes. You see the many cars with stickers, with shrine stickers, protection. No? And somebody hang the omamori in the cars, and many gods in one car. So which god protect the car? We don't know. And many houses put the omamori and gods, because that's a show of fear. But they need the true God. Otherwise they can conquer the fear. That's why the true God sent us to the people who is overcome with fear. So we would say to them, no fear in love. And this is the true love. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this scripture. Thank you for this wonderful word. No fear in love. We can live with this passage this week. We can go to anywhere with this passage. We can meet anybody with this text. No fear in love. Lord, remind us this scripture when we are overcome with fear. Remind us the true love, the perfect love, shown on the cross, shown by your only Son, Jesus. And send us to the people who are overcome with fear. The people in Japan, there are the people of fear. They look happy, they are rich, but their hearts are filled with fear because they don't know the true love, because they don't know the complete love, because they don't know they are loved by God completely. Lord, send us and use us and tell the truth to the people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the first Sunday of the month, as we are our custom. We have Lord's Supper. Communion Sunday. So let's read the scripture together. Still again, right? Okay, let's read.
Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to grasp, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you again. You sent your begotten Son to save us from the eternal death, to make us your sons and daughters, to make us the saints of you, and make us the disciples of Jesus Christ. And thank you that you set this fiesta for us. We have the dinner with Jesus Christ, and we eat your body, and we drink your blood to make sure we are the part of you, we are the part of your body, and we are saved completely. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.